Good morning. Today's daf is daf Nun Hey. We're here in the last chapter of Masechta Brachos. We're going to see towards the end of today's daf, we'll have a major discussion about dreams, very famous discussions. Let's pick up again at the very top of the daf. The Gemara had said yesterday at the bottom of Nundal and Beis that there are three things that if a person extends, he will merit to have an extension of his days and an extension of his years. A person who extends his Shmona Esrei, a person who extends his meal at his table, lots of guests, giving them many opportunities to eat, opportunities for more people to eat, and someone who extends his time in the bathroom, and that's a healthy thing. He doesn't hold in any of the waste. He's in the bathroom for a lengthy period of time, make sure that everything gets out. So the Gemara asked, is it a good thing to extend your prayer? Didn't we learn? Now we'll start today's daf, Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Didn't we learn? This was a lesson from Rav Chiya Bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, again, is the head of the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. Someone who spends a long time in his prayer and he's thinking about it. Rashi says, what does it mean, thinking about it? He's saying in his heart that he's sure he's going to get what he's asking for because he's praying with so much devotion. In the end, Sof Bali Dei Kev Lev. In the end, he's going to have a lot of heartache. He's not going to get what he's asking for. Shenamar, as the verse says, Tochelas Mimushecha, an extended appeal. Machala Lev, it makes the heart sick. And we know also that it's not a good thing to really get too into your prayer and too confident that your prayer will be accepted. There are three things that remind God of sin. And because of these things, God says, oh, he's so confident about his merits, let me look at his sins. Here not to, a person who walks in a dangerous place, he walks by a wall that's about to collapse. So why isn't he worried that the wall is going to fall on him? Oh, he's so confident, I'm a big tzaddik, God's not going to kill me. So if he's so confident, he's such a tzaddik, God says, maybe you're not such a tzaddik, let me look. You know, that type of confidence arouses attention from those who are looking to do harm. Iyun Tfila, someone who prays and he has a lot of devotion, he's so confident, okay, I'm going to get it now because I prayed with a lot of kavana. God says, maybe not. Or Moshe Dinol Chaveru, Lashamayim. I think about Sarai Menu, she says to Avram Avinu, Yishvod Hashem v'niyu v'necha, God should judge between me and you, how terrible it is that you've been so nice to Hagar, you're not so nice to me, God should punish you and I should be the one rewarded. So someone who makes that type of a pronouncement, I'm great and someone else is terrible, God should prove it. He arouses judgments against himself. So you see, it's not such a good thing to pray for a long time. Answer the Gemara, Halo Kasha, this is not a question. But if a person's praying for a long time and he's confident that because he has so much intention, he's going to get what he's asking for, it's a disaster. But if he prays for a long time without that confidence, he's praying for a long time and he's asking and he's begging and he's begging, then it actually will give him length of days and years. Hey, Chiyavitz, what does it mean he prays for a long time? Then the Mapish Barachmi, then he increases how many requests? Okay, so that completes the first point. You get a long life if you have a lengthy prayer. Two, what else gives you a long life? Hamari Chal Shulchanov, someone who has a lengthy meal. Why is that a good thing? Dilma Asa Anya, maybe a poor person's going to come as the meal is going on. V'yoyev Le, and then you'll be able to give him food. It says, Hamizbeach Eitz. Shalosh Amos Gavoa, the altar of wood was three Amos tall. It says, Ve'edaber Elayin, he spoke to me, Zeh Shulchan, Asher Lifnei Hashem. This is the table that is before God. Pasach Mizbeach began with the altar. V'siyim B'Shulchan, and he ended with the table. So what is it? Is it a table or is it an altar? So Yochanan B'Lazar Darmi Tavari, Yochanan and B'Lazar both explained. Kol Mach Beis Mikdash Kayim Mizbeach Machap El Yisrael. As long as we had the temple, the altar was what created the atonement. But now that we don't have the temple, Shulchan Shal Adam Machaper Allah, a person's table is what atones for him. At his table, he has guests, he shares Devei Torah, he welcomes people. That's what creates the atonement for him. In fact, it was a custom, I think, of some of the Balei Atosos that when they would die, they would ask that their coffin be made out of their dining room table. So that this would be something to remind God of their merits. Look at all the guests I had at my table, the Devei Torah at my table. So the coffin itself was made out of the table. Hamarech b'veis hakisei. Now the third thing, if somebody spends a long time in the bathroom, that's good for his health. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Mal Yusuf, is that a good thing for his health? There's 10 things that bring a person to hemorrhoids. Someone who eats the leaves of reeds, alekanim, or alekfanim, the leaves of grapevines, or lulavikfanim. This is some type of thing that grows on the grapevine. Did they have a translation for lulavikfanim? Shoots of grapevines. Okay, morige behema. This is the parts of the animal, the meat, that are not smooth. Shidro, sheldag, the spine of a fish. Dag maliach, in a language called sarko, or a salty fish that wasn't cooked enough. Or ashos hashmarayayin, someone who drinks the sediments of wine. Amakaneach basid of charasis, somebody who cleans himself. They didn't have toilet paper, so after they would have excrement or bowel movement, they used to clean themselves with stones, as we're going to see in Maseches Shabbos. So someone uses a piece of earthenware to clean himself. Or makaneach b'tzur shakinich b'chaveru, someone who cleans himself with a pebble that his friend cleaned himself with, so it's a dirty pebble. Some say, somebody who in the bathroom, he doesn't have a toilet to sit on, so he's kneeling on his knees, and he kneels for too long. That causes the hemorrhoids. So you see that it's not a good thing to be in the bathroom for so long. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that if a person's in the bathroom for a long time, he gets rid of everything, and it's going to give him a lengthy life, it's healthy? It's not a contradiction. One is where he's extending himself and it's not sitting on anything. He's just hanging on his knees. Hadamarech, when we said it's good to be there for a long time, if he's there for a long time, but he's not hanging on his knees, he's sitting on a toilet. So if he's sitting, then it's not going to cause hemorrhoids and it's good to be in the bathroom for a long time. We know it's very good to be in the bathroom often, and that's also a proof that it's good to be in the bathroom for a long time. There was this Roman noblewoman, Roman socialite, who said to Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Loi, Panecha domim l'megadli chazim l'alve brivis. Your face is very fatty, oily, and smiling. You seem like a guy who's in a great mood. So what are you doing? Do you raise pigs? That's a pretty expensive thing. Or do you lend with interest? People who raise pigs and lend with interest, they make a lot of money without having to do a lot of work. Someone who lends with interest, so as long as the loan stays out, the more it is, the more gain he gets. So he's very happy. He's making a lot of money. Or a person who raises pigs. You know, the Chinese like to buy pork, so he gets a lot of money. So what's going on? So Amalei said to him, Nusai, swear by God that the Ditar Bayasun. It's prohibited. Both things are prohibited to me. I can't raise pigs and I can't lend with interest. Ella, so what's going on? Why do I look so healthy and happy and, you know, settled? There are 24 bathrooms between my inn, where I rent a room, to the house of study. When I'm going to the Beis Medrash, I check myself in each of them. So I go to 24 different bathrooms. So because I go to many bathrooms, that's why I'm very healthy. And that would also be a proof to the idea of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you spend a lot of time in the bathroom, that's very good. You get rid of all the bad stuff that's in you, and you become healthy. Rabbi Yehuda said, now there are three things that would shorten a person's life in years. So what are they? Number one, he was called up to get an aliyah, and he refuses, disrespecting the Torah. The Torah says, Chaim, the tree of life. So if you disrespect the tree of life, you get less life, chas v'shalom. Or somebody they give him kosher brach levar. They say, listen, you lead us in Birkas HaMazon. Here's the cup. He refuses to do so. Or three, amanagasmo brabanos, someone who asserts himself to be the leader over others. He makes himself a leader. That's going to reduce his life. Sefer Torah likros, a Sefer Torah to read from. Veino Korin, he doesn't read because it says, the Torah is your life and it's the length of your days. He gets a cup to recite the blessing. He doesn't want to say the blessing because the pasuk says, I'll bless those who bless you. And someone who leads himself with to make himself a leader. Why did Yosef die before his brothers? Because he made himself the leader. He says, you're all going to bow to me in his dreams. He says, my parents are going to bow to me. The sun and the moon are going to bow to me. He didn't ask them, do you want me to be the leader? He made himself the leader over them. That doesn't work, as we're going to see in today's daf. Even a leader appointed by God, the people have to approve. People have to sign off. You can't just say, well, God wants Bezalel to be the leader. No, Moshe asks the people, are you willing to have Bezalel the leader? The leaders have to come from the people. It can't be a manik atzmu rabbanus. It can't be that he himself is making himself the leader over them. Telling them, you do this, you do that.
Sefer Torah likros v'eino Korin is an aliyah?
Yes. Because it's an aliyah. Because in those days, the Gemara tells us in the Masechta Megillah, every person who got an aliyah would lane his aliyah. So the Sefer Torah is today, if somebody's offered an aliyah and he says, no, I don't want to go. So that's already going to shorten his life. He's disrespecting the Torah, which is the source of life. So he's never going to have a shorter life. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Rav. You just have the name of Rav. Shlosh Atzichim Rachman. There are three things that we need to daven directly to Hashem for. Number one, Melech Tov, a good king. So we can go to APAC and lobby, but the main thing is to daven to Hashem, because the hearts of kings are in the hands of Hashem. That's directly from Hashem. So we have to daven to Hashem about a good king. We have an election coming up in Israel. We have to daven to Hashem for the good king. Shana Tov, to have a good year. It's also directly from Hashem. And thirdly, Chalom Tov, a good dream. Melech Tov, a good king, the Sivet, it says, Palgi Mayim, like streams of water, Lev Melech Biyad Hashem, the heart of the king is in the hands of Hashem. So since the heart of the king is in the hands of Hashem, that's what you need to dive into Hashem about. Shana Tov, a good year, the Sivet, it says, about the land of Israel, Tamanein Hashem Elokechaba, constantly the eyes of God are upon it. Maybe Shisa Shana from the beginning of the year, Varach Shana until the end of the year. And Chalom Tov, a good dream, the Sivet, it says, Atachli meini, and you gave me my dream. So God gives me my dream. So I have to daven that it should be a good dream. There are three things that God himself announces. So it's not from an angel. The angel decided that this would happen and God agrees to it. No, God himself announces these things. Elohein Rav, a famine, visova, or plenty. And Parnas Tov, a good leader over the community. Rav, a famine to see, because the verse says, Kikara Hashem l'Rav, God has called for the famine. Sova, satiation, it says, Vikaras yilad dagan, I'll call to the grain, Virabesi also, and I'll increase it. Parnas Tov, a good leader to see, it says, Hashem tells Moshe Lemor, Re'e karasi b'shem b'tzalel ben uri ben chur l'matei Yudah. See, I've called b'tzalel, the son of Uri, the son of Chur, from the tribe of Judah, to be the one who will manage the building of the Mishkan. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "In Amin and Parnas Latzib, Elam Kain Nib Malachim Latzib." That's what we just said before. We only appoint a leader to the community unless the community has to agree with it. If the community doesn't agree, then the leader will not be appointed, even if God has anointed this man. Shemaz it says, "Ru'u, see, Kara Hashem b'Shem Betzalel." Right? Moshe tells the people, "See, God has called Betzalel." Amalak Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem tells Moshe, "Moshe, Hagan Alecha Betzalel. Is Betzalel appropriate for you? Is he good for you? Do you accept him? Is it a good choice?" So Moshe says, "You better show the master of the world. If before you he's good, so in front of me certainly he's good." I'm alo. God said, "Afal Bikin, even so, lechem or lehem, go tell the Jews, ask them." He told them, the Israel to the Jews, "Hagan alechem Betzalel. Is Betzalel appropriate to be your leader?" Amalek said to him, "If before God and before you he's good, certainly he's good in front of us." Why is he named Betzalel? Literally, it means Betzalel, in the shadow of God. It's because of his great wisdom. When Hashem told Moshe, "Go tell Betzalel, Mishkan, make for me the Mishkan, the building, namely the courtyards and the walls around them, Aron and the holy ark, the kelim and the vessels." Halach Moshe went, v'hafach, and he changed the order. Amalo Moshe told to Betzalel, "Asay Aron, first make the holy ark, because that's the holiest vessel. Then Kalim, then make the other vessels. And then the Mishkan, then make the tabernacle." Amalo, so Betzalel said, "Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher, min hago shalom, what's the normal way of the world? Adam bona bayis v'achach machas tocho Kalim? The person, isn't it the normal way that a person first builds a house, and then he puts the utensils in the house? He doesn't first build a closet. Doesn't first build the set of drawers, the armoire, and then around it build a house. First he builds the house, and then he puts the things into the house." So, you're going to tell me, "I say the Aron, make for me an ark, the Kalim, and the utensils, the Mishkan, and then make the tabernacle? Kalim, Shani, also all the utensils that I'm going to make, Lechon and Chnisim, where I'm going to put them? Maybe God told you the other way. I say Mishkan, first make the Mishkan, and then make the Aron, and then make the Kalim, then make the vessels." Amarlo, so Moshe said, "You're so smart. Shema Betzel El Hayisav Yadata. Maybe you in the shadow of God and you knew." Betzel wasn't so much an architect or an artist. Betzel knew how to put together the letters with which God put that God put together to create heaven and earth. Betzel knew how to put together letters to make things, the way God put together letters to make things. That's the book, the theme of Sefer Yetzirah. And the Mishkan was a miniature of the whole Beis HaMikdash, the whole world, miniature of the world, this week's Parsha. Bitzal knew how to put together those things that would represent making the powers of the world. It says over here, God filled him with divine spirit. It says over there, Hashem b'chachma, he said, arts. Hashem with chachma established the earth. Konin shamayim, he set the heavens b'tvuna with tvuna. It says b'das, with deep understanding. Tohomos nifkau, the depths were opened up. Amar Yochanan Yochanan said, Ina kodesh baruch hu nosin chachma l'mi sheyesh b'chachma. Hashem only grants wisdom to those who already have wisdom. Shneim, it says, Yahiv chachma salich timan, he gives wisdom to those who are wise. Uminza, knowing, li'el debina, to those who know with understanding. Shama Rav Tachlifa bar Ma'arava, Rav Tachlifa bar Ma'arava heard. Amra, come into Yavo. He said in front of Yavo. Amalei said, Atum Asmas Nisanot, you learn it from there. And Am Yachmas Nisanot, we learn it from here. Tachsev, it says, V'lev kol chacham lev, and in the heart of all those who are wise of heart, Nasati chachma, I've given wisdom. Amra Rav Chizda says, Hol chalom, any dream. Now talking about dreams for the next, for the rest of the daf. Rav Chizda said, Kol chalom, any dream a person should see, below tavas. But he shouldn't see a dream that is telling him to fast, because that's not a good dream. So you can pray for any dream, but don't pray for a dream that's going to have a fast day in it, telling you you should be fasting.
Fast day?
Oh. You should fast. Rav Chizda said, Chamad lo mifshar, a dream that's not interpreted, Kigasid lo mikraya. It's like a letter that's not read. Because the dream follows the interpretation. Hashem has given a power to the mouth that Rishonim explained, that the way the mouth explains the dream, that's going to determine what's actually going to happen. Rav Chizda said another lesson. A good dream is not all going to be fulfilled. A bad dream is not all going to be fulfilled. In other words, some of the bad of the dream is not going to happen, and some of the good of the dream is not going to happen, because every dream has a certain amount of waste. It's better than a good dream, because a bad dream makes a person do tshuva, and that's better than a good dream. It's going to stop if a person got sad. A person being sad because of the dream, that already is considered the fulfillment of the dream, and that is enough. A good dream, just being happy about it, it also might be the fulfillment of the dream. So, you know, if you have a good dream, don't be so happy. And then the dream could be fulfilled with actually happening. Rav Yosef, Yosef said, a good dream, a few didi, even for me, and I'm blind, if I just have a joke, that's already annulling the dream, because that's already the goodness of the dream. I already got the goodness through laughing at the joke. Rav Yosef said, a bad dream is worse to the human body than getting lashes, because the person worries about it. And that stress and worry is worse than physically being beaten up. Shneimer, it says, God has made shiurim ulfanav, that people should fear in his presence. Am Rabbi Baruchan Rabbi Yochanan, Zechalom Ra, that's a bad dream, that Hashem brings on a person, a bad dream, to make people scared, and then it should do tshuva and return to him. The verse says about true and false prophecies. Hanavi asher ito chalom yisaper chalom. The prophet who has a dream will relate the dream. Asher dibarti ito, the one who I've spoken with, yidaver dibar vres, will talk words that are truth. Malatem nasabar num Hashem. And he will talk about, and how can you compare, you know, grain to the chaff, says God. So, why do you mention chaff and grain in front of a dream? The same way, even if you're going to have grain, you're always going to have a certain amount of waste in it, some chaff. It's impossible to have a dream without some wasted thing. Some aspects of the dream will certainly not come true. They're just fantastic and make no sense. Rabbi Brachy said, Chalom, a dream. Even if some of it comes true, and you think therefore it's a true dream, all of it's not going to come true. You know, and how do we know that? From Yosef to Chassid, it says, the sun and the moon and 11 stars are going to bow to me. In other words, the sun is his father, Yaakov. The moon is his mother, Rachel. The 11 stars are the 11 brothers. Now it can be. He shaita at that moment. Now turning the other page, Imi Lohavas, his mother wasn't alive. So certainly some of it's not going to come true. The same way Rachel didn't bow to Yosef, in every dream, some of it's not going to come true. Amr Rav Levi said, Lo mitzap adam lachalom tov. Person should always anticipate that a good dream should come true. Ad esem shtayim shana, he should wait for 22 years. That's the amount of time that it could happen. You know, now we know from Yosef. The same says with Yosef. Elo told us Yosef, these are the children, Elo told us Yaakov, these are the generations of Yaakov. Yosef ben Shvashvei Shana, Yosef was 17 when he had the dreams. name is Uksivan. It says, Yosef ben Shloshim Shana Bamil Lifnei Paro. Yosef was 30 when he stood before Paro and he interprets Paro's dreams. That's 13 years later. Min Shifsar Atlasin, from 17 to 30. Kamahavi, how much is that? Tlasri, that's 13. Shev the Shivan, you have another, after Paro's dreams, you have 7 years of plenty. Tarti the Kafna, then you have 2 years of hunger. That's a total of 9 years. So 9 to 13 is 22. That's the Mitarti. So it took 22 years till Yaakov came down and bowed before Yosef. And that's how you learn that sometimes a good dream will take 22 years till it comes true. Amar Avuna Avuna said lo adam tov to a good person, and mar lo chalom tov. They don't show him a good dream, and they show him a bad dream, because through the bad dream he just got worried, and through being worried he does tshuva, and that's the good thing that gains atonement. Other mouth for a bad person, and mar lo chalom tov. They don't show him a bad dream; they show him a good dream. So the bad person sees a good dream, he thinks he's going to have good stuff. He's not going to be worried. He's not going to do tshuva, and he's going to end up getting punished in Gehenna forever and ever for all of his sins. Tanna Melachah is only going to rise this way. Kol Shosef Shel David, all the years of David, Lo Ra'ah Chalom Tov. He didn't see a good dream. Kol Shosef Shel Achitofel, all the years of Achitofel, Lo Ra'ah Chalom Ra. He didn't see a bad dream to prevent him from doing tshuva. I ask the Gemara about, but doesn't it say someone who's sheltering under God's Shekhinah, Lo Su'unei Lav Ra'ah, no evil will happen to him? I'm Rav Chizim Rav Yirmei Abba. Lo Yavhilcha, that means that you won't be frightened. Lo Chalomus Roim, not with bad dreams. Lo Yehurim Ram, not bad thoughts. V'negalei Krabba Alecha, no plague will come to your tent. Meaning, Shlotim Seyishtacha Safik Nida V'Shah Shatabam and Adarek. When you come back from the long trip, you won't find your wife as a possible Nida. So you see that a good person doesn't have bad dreams. Ella, so rather explains Rav Huna, a good person, they don't show him a bad dream, that's because he's a good person. But they're also not going to show him a good dream. Iulo chazile, he's not going to see a bad dream, because lo su'une lech ra'ah. Achmini chazile, but other people will see bad dreams about him. They'll tell him, we had a dream that something bad's going to happen to you, and that's going to inspire him to do tshuva. But he's not going to see anything. So how could that be? V'chilo chazile, iu mal yusi. If a person doesn't see dreams, that's a good thing. I'm Reb Zeir. Didn't Reb Zeir say, kol alon shiva yamim lo chalom? Anyone who sleeps for 7 days without a dream, nikara. That means that he's bad, that Hashem doesn't want to tell him things. Shanem, as it says, v'sheva v'saveya yalin. And a person who sleeps whole, full, bal yipakeh, not visited with anything, right, he's bad. Don't read it as whole, elo sheva. Someone who goes 7 days without a dream, without being visited by God, it's bad. What it means like this. A good person is shown a good dream when he's asleep, because he deserves a dream. But he forgets right away, he doesn't know what he saw, so that he doesn't think that everything's good for him. And other people see about him misfortunes, they tell him the misfortunes, and that will inspire him to do tshuva. I'm Rav Huna bar Ami, I'm Rav Pedas, I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna bar Ami said the name of Rav Pedas, name of Rav Yochanan. A roach halom, if a person sees a dream, and afshah guman, he's very worried about it. Yelach v'yiftirenu b'fnei shlosha, he should go and have it interpreted in front of three people. If the Renu should interpret it, didn't Rav Chisda say a dream that's not interpreted, it's like a letter that's never read, and therefore it can't do anything. It was never interpreted. It can't become good or bad, so you should leave it not interpreted. You should treat it like this. Yitivenu b'fnei shlosha, go in front of three people who love him, and let them be mated it. Let them turn it into something good. What do? You bring three, and you tell them, chal matav chazai, I saw what I would like to be, a good dream. I saw a good dream. He'll tell them, Tavu, it is good. The Tavu will have you, and it should be good. Rachman al-Shavu al-Tav, Hashem should make it good. Sheva Zimnin, seven times. Ligzur al-Lachman Shammai, they should appear upon you from heaven. The Levi Tavu should be good. If you have a Tavu, then it will be good. Lemru, they should also say, Shalosh Afuchos, three psukim that mention the term of transformation, of bad being transformed to good. Shalosh Piduyos, three terms of Pidyon, again of redemption. Shalosh Shlomo, some three psukim of peace. Shalosh Afuchos, three psukim of transformation. Hafachta Mispedi L'macholi, you've transformed my eulogy to a dancing circle. Pitachta Saki, you've opened up my sackcloth. Batazini Simcha, and you have girded me with joy. And Az Tisbach Psulab Machol, then the virgin will be happy in the dancing. Uvachurim Uskinim Yachtav, and young people and elderly together. Vafachti Avon Sasson, I'm going to turn their mourning into celebration. And another verse. Vavashem Lokechle Smael Bilam. Hashem didn't want to listen to Bilam Vayafok, and Hashem transformed the klala to bracha, the curses to blessings. Shalosh Dios, what are the three redemption verses? The Chassidus says, Padav Shalom Afshi, redeem with peace my soul, mikravli, from the enemies around me. A second verse, ufdiyeh Hashem yishuvun, and those redeemed by God will return. And the third verse, Yomer Amal Shaul, the people told Shaul, Yonasan Yilus, will Yonasan die? Asher Asa Yeshua, who did this great salvation. And the verse ends off with saying, Vayivdu Amis Yonasan Velomix, and the people redeemed Yonasan, and he didn't die. Shaul Shlomo's three verses of peace, the Chassidus says, Borei Nivsof Sayim, he who creates the expression of the lips, Shalom, Shalom, peace, peace, L'rachok V'lakarov, to the far and to the near. Amar Hashem, God says, Rufasiv, and I'll heal him. And Veruach Lopshas Amasai, a spirit clothed Amasai. Shalom, Shalom, Lecha, V'shalom, Lozrecha, Ki Azarcha, Lokecha. And the third verse, V'amartem Kolachai, V'ata Shalom, and to you peace, U'vescha Shalom, and your household peace, V'chala Shalacha Shalom, and all that is yours should have peace. Amri Marmar Zutran Rav Ashi, Yasser Badei Adadi, they were sitting together. Amri Kol Chad V'chad Minan, they said, each one of us, Lehman Muslim L'shmi L'el Chavrit, should say something that his friend hasn't yet heard. Pasach Chabi Naiv, Amar, one began and said, Hai, Man Duchaz Echam, a person who saw a dream, V'l Yodamai Chaz, doesn't know what he saw. Leikum Kami Kohanim, he should stand in front of the Kohanim, Be'id and the Parsi Yodai, when they are saying, Birchaz Kohanim, V'lehm Ha'achin, he should say the following, Yibonu Shalom, Master of the world, Adi Shalach, I belong to you. Chalam Hosei Shalach, my dreams belong to you. Chalam, Chalam Tivini Yodai Amau, I dreamed a dream, I don't know what it is. Whether I dreamed about myself, or my friends dreamed about me, or I dreamed about other people. These are good dreams. Strengthen them and firm them up. Like the dreams of Yosef and Tzadik that were fulfilled. If they need to be healed, refaim, heal them. Kimei Mar, like the waters of Mar, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Chmiriyam Yitzirat, and like Miriam from her Tzirat, Chizkiyo Michal Yon, like Chizkiyo from his illness, Chmei Richal Yidem Elisha, like the waters of Jericho through Elisha, Kshem Shavach Tilas Kulam Rasha Levracha, and the same way you turn the curse of Bilam to a blessing, Kain Tavoch, Kol Chalamos El Elzopa, so turn all of my dreams to blessing, Umasayim Badi Kohani, and then he ends when the Kohanim are ending their blessing, so that Ani Tzibura, that the community is saying Amen, also to his requests. Why do we say this in Birchas Kohanim? So that the Torah Chaim explains that when the Kohanim say Birchas Kohanim, they have the Shekhinah upon them. So it's a little bit of Nevuah. And we know that we've learned that a dream is 1/60th of a Nevuah. So if you have a bad dream, now when you are experiencing Birchas Kohanim, that's a Nevuah Tova, whereas the dream itself is 1/60th of a Nevuah. If it's a bad dream, it's a 1/60th of a Nevuah Ra. It's a 1/60th of a bad prophecy. So the prophecy of the Kohanim annuls your dream Echad b'shishim, with the annulment of 1 into 60. V'lo, and if you weren't able to finish your request with the Kohanim, but you finished it before the Kohanim finished their blessing, Le'imach, you should say the following, Adir b'marom, mighty one in heaven, Shochin b'gvura, who lives with might, Atzah shalom, your peace, V'shem shalom, your name is peace, Yiratzom ufanecha, may be your will, Shetasam alinu shalom, that you place upon us peace. Pasachidot, then another Amorah said, he said the following, the other one began another thing. Hi, Manda Isle Masa. A person comes into a town with Dachman and Bisha, and his word of Ayin Arah. Then could Zak for the Yamina, the Yad Yamina. He should take the thumb of the right hand. The other of the smaller, put it into the left hand. Zak for the other of the smaller, take the thumb of the left hand. The other of the Yamina in the right hand. Say the following. I know, plony by plony. I so and so, the son of so and so. Mizar the Yosef Kasina. I'm a descendant of Yosef. The Lo Shalta Be'in and Bisha, the Ayin Arah doesn't rule over us. Shanamas, it says, Ben Poras Yosef, a son who is fruitful is Yosef. Ben Poras, a fruitful son. Ali Ayin, who transcends the eye. Alti Kray. Ali Ayin, above the eye. Hello, Oli Ayin, who transcends the eye. Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Amar Mehacha. Rav Kook explains that the Maharal teaches us the idea of Ayin Hara is that if I think about what other people think of me, so then their negativity can influence me. So a person should take his right hand representing his good stuff and take his left hand representing his weaknesses and say, listen, I'm not so good. I have some weaknesses. I can't get too down on myself because I also have some strengths. And therefore be a humbled person. And as a humbled person, he's not so concerned about what others say, and therefore he won't have Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina said, this is the source. Yidgu l'rov b'kerev haaretz. The children of Yosef should increase like the fish on the sea, right? Like the fish in the earth. Just like the fish in the sea. The water is covering them. And therefore, in Ayin Rah, Shalet Zbahem, the evil eye does not rule them. Afsar Shal Yosef, the seed of Yosef. In Ayin Rah, the evil eye, Shalet Zbahem, does not rule over them. And if he's worried about his own Ayin Rah, he's worried about his own wrong perspectives on himself. He should stare at his left nostril and realize I have my own weaknesses. I shouldn't be such a Baal Gaiva. Pasachidach, now the third one began and said, Haiman the Chalish, a person who's sick. The first day that he's sick, he shouldn't tell people because the first day he's sick, it's a weakness of his mazel, and if he tells people, maybe he'll get further hurt. But after that, Ligali should tell people, like Rava, He had a chalish when he was sick. The first day he wouldn't tell anyone. After the first day that he was sick, he would tell his attendant, "Puk Achbis, go tell everybody. Rebbe Chalish Rav is sick. Mandarachmi, those who love me, libayalai rachmi, should daven for me. Mandasani, those who hate me, libayalai should be happy that I'm sick." The Chassid says, "Ben follow bech al tismach. When your enemy falls, don't be happy. Ubikashlo, when he stumbles al yogli bech, your heart shouldn't be rejoicing, because when you're Hashem v'rabbe enough, because God might see and he'll be angry in his eyes. Veishem yalav apon, he'll say, okay, that person doesn't deserve the misfortune. The enemy gets the misfortune." Shmuel gave al chazi chamu bisha. When Shmuel would see a bad dream, Amr would say, "V'chalomos hashavi daberu." The verse says that the dream say nonsense. V'gav al chazal chamu tov. When he'd see a good dream, Amr he would say, "V'chalomos hashavi daberu." Do the dreams say nonsense? The dreams are all good. Ask the Gemara, "V'aksim, but doesn't it say, V'chaloma daberbo, God will speak to the prophet through a dream? Because how can he say that the dreams say nonsense?" So the Gemara says, "Rava Rami, Rav, in fact, that's the contradiction. It says that God says, I'm going to talk to the prophet of the dream. Then at the end we have this verse. The dreams say nonsense. It's not a contradiction. Depends where the dream's coming from. A dream that comes from an angel, that could have some nonsense. I'm sorry, that's truth. If the dream comes from a demon, then it could have nonsense. Amr Bizna bar Zavda, Amr Kiva, Amr Panda, Amr Nachum, Amr Pirim, Mishum Zakanech, the name of an elder, Amr Rabbanah, who is that Rabbanah? Esther, Amr Pocha, Chalom, Sayyid Bishlam. There are 24 dream interpreters in Jerusalem. One time I had a dream and I went to all of them. Masha Pater Zelo Pater Zet, what this one interpreted, that one didn't interpret. The coolness came and they all came true. The Kaimash Nemeth to fulfill the mandate that they say, all dreams follow their interpretation. Crow, is that a pasuk? In, yeah. Below, the Ukidur Rabbi Lazar, as Rabbi Lazar explained, Amr Rabbi Lazar was saying, "I should call Chalom Sachmah Chapeh." How do we know that what is in the dream is going to be based on the interpretation? Shemit says, "Vayehi Kasher Pater Lanu." And the way he interpreted for us the Saramashkim and explained to Paro, "Kenaya," that's the fact what happened. Amr Rav Rava said, "Vuhudem Mafashlem Ein Chame." That's only if the interpretation fits to what the dream seems to indicate. Shemit says, "Ish Chalom Lo Patar." Each was interpreted according to his dream. Vayar Sarofim. The baker saw Kitopata, there was a good interpretation. Now, Yada, how do you know it was a good interpretation? Amr Rabbi Lazar explained. Each one was seen, was shown his dream, plus the interpretation of his friend's dream. So when he heard the interpretation, he knew it was good. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, Hishkim, a person got up from bed, and right, gets up from bed, he thinks of a pasuk in his mouth, he's going to book Tana, that's a small prophecy, it's going to come true. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, Shlosh Chalomos Miskaimit, there are three dreams that will come true. Chalom Shal Shachas, the dream of the beginning, namely the beginning of the day, namely at the end of the night. Chalom shechalom lo chavero, a dream that his friend dreamed about him. Chalom sheniftar b'tol chalom, a dream that's interpreted within the dream. Yesh omen, some say af chalom shenishna, a dream that's repeated also is going to come true. Shnem, as it says that Yosef tells Parav, al yishalosa chalom, the fact that the dream was repeated is because it's going to happen very soon. They only show a person it at night some of the things he was thinking about during the day. Shnem, as it says that Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar, Ant Malka Rayonach Amishkavach Slicha. You, the king, the thoughts that you had during the day came to you during the night in the dream. So the dream is just continuing the thoughts you think about during the day. Alternatively, you can say this is the source. Again, Daniel says, and the thoughts of your heart, that's what you know about, and that's what you're being informed of in your dream. Amar Rav, Rav said, Teda, what's the proof? People are not shown in dreams, not a golden day tree, and lo pila de ayla the kupa de machta, nor an elephant going through the eye of a needle, because people don't think about those things. Since they don't think about those things, they don't see them in their dreams. Adkan brachos daf nun hey.